Dun dun dun. Welcome to the season finale of the Breakup Breakdown podcast. Thanks for tuning in to the last episode of season one. Of course, you're not going to get rid of me that easily. I'm going to be posting throughout the summer different topical episodes and sharing some of my travels that I'm going on with my friends this summer and maybe even having some special guests on. Who knows? Since this is the final episode, I'm sure you're wondering, Abby, what are you going to be doing until the premiere of season two? Well, I'm going to be reaching out to people and setting up more interviews, trying to find the juiciest breakup stories for you. So if you want me to look into a couple or even a friendship that broke up, I've got a submission form in the episode description as usual. Also, that feedback form is in there if you want to let me know what your favorite episode was, some of the things that you liked about the podcast, some of the things that you would change. So this episode is basically going to be breaking down the breakups that I wasn't able to get for season one. I'm still working on a couple. I think I may be able to get one or two, but there were a couple of issues I ran into, like I wasn't able to get in contact with the person who submitted the story, or I was able to and I got the couple's usernames and they either didn't want to come on or they ignored me, but it's still going to be fun to chit chat about it. So for the last time this season, let's break down this week's breakups. Thank you, Kennedy, for joining us for the season finale of the Breakup Breakdown.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
How does it feel to be in the studio?
It feels different. I feel like I'm on like an actual radio show. I mean, podcast radio show. But yeah, it feels very real and legit. It's different than talking in my living room.
That's for talking sure. In our living room. The way this got incepted was that people would submit breakup stories that they were curious about. If they wanted to tell their own breakup story, they would submit it via Google form in my TikTok profile. And there were certain stories that I looked into that I either couldn't get an answer on, or they backed out at the last minute, or they gave me the answers and I, for some reason, couldn't get in touch with them. And so we are going to go through the unsolved breakups of the Breakup Breakdown.
Oh, I love that.
I know. So I'm going to read you some of these submissions that are leaving me on cliffhangers, or some of them do have conclusions, but for whatever reason, couldn't get in touch with the person.
So unfortunate.
I know. So unfortunate. Yeah. If you're listening to this and this sounds like your story, it's either because you don't follow me on TikTok and didn't give me your IG name, or your IG name was wrong, but for some reason I couldn't get in touch with you. So let's read the first story.
Okay, I'm ready.
So this submission says, this couple that I went to high school with started dating freshman or sophomore year, and they were pretty on again, off again, but always ended up together. They ended up going to the same college, and one summer I heard they were transferring to a school closer to our hometown. Turns out she got pregnant. Oh, everything seemed to be working out for them though. They bought a house, had a baby, and started a little family, and they moved to another state together and got engaged. Then they decided to sell all their belongings and move to Costa Rica. They hyped it up on social media and started talking about working to live instead of living to work. They created an IG account and were posting about it regularly. It was supposed to last several months, but about 6 weeks or so into living in Costa Rica, the girl posted a pic with the son back in the United States, but not with him.
Oh, wow.
The last post on their joint account said nothing about leaving Costa Rica. The girl started posting pics with just herself and her son, which wasn't super uncommon, but it was kind of weird. Fast forward, and the guy's mom posts about him for the first time, and he's engaged to someone else who looks similar to the first girl. 4 days later, the guy and his new fiance have a gender reveal for their baby. Literally, similar looking girl, similar story. Did he meet her in Costa Rica? Is she the reason they broke up? I'm literally so perplexed by what happened. This might be my number one, like, most curious story.
OMG.
I've been dying to know.
I'm dying to know. So you reached out to both of them and no response?
I think I literally couldn't get in touch with anybody for the story. I think I couldn't get in touch with the person that submitted it. I don't know if there was a typo in their username or if they didn't submit their Instagram account, because I can't reach out via TikTok if you don't follow me. So if you don't follow me, I can't reach out to you.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Now I ask for people's emails because I've lived and I've learned, because people will respond to emails usually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, ironically, most of the people that back out, I've reached out to via email.
Oh.
Which is why I like Instagram, because I feel like you can't ignore me.
Right. Not as well. That's
you can't
sure.
ignore me. So do we...
Wow.
I love the theory that maybe he... I mean, I don't love it. I love the theory that maybe he found somebody in Costa Rica.
There's so much to unpack here, because really, we need to know what the time frame was between when his mom posted about him and when he had the gender reveal. Like, I'm so curious, like, what the time frame was. Like, was it exactly 9 months?
Oh, yeah.
Or was there like some time and then all of a sudden he came out of nowhere and he got another girl pregnant and there's a gender reveal? Like, I'm so curious what the time frame is on that.
I know. They didn't send us their Google calendar. How dare they?
Yeah, seriously. Like, that says a lot, I think, in terms of if he actually met the girl in Costa Rica or not. Because I'm getting the vibe that his wife left him 100%.
You think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there might have been an issue. Like, maybe the cheating started before they left for Costa Rica.
Could be.
She found out about it 6 weeks in and then left. That's the only logical explanation, I feel.
So very real.
But because I'm messy, I really love the idea.
But we need time frames here. Yeah. Like, we really do. In order to untangle this, mm-hmm. you need some time frames.
Yeah, so if this is your story and you're listening, please reach out to me because I couldn't get in touch with you for whatever reason. We need to solve it. This next submission says, a girl I went to high school with was married and lived out of state with her husband and their three children. Suddenly, she gets divorced and moves back to her hometown. She soon starts dating the owner of a very nice business who also handles weddings and big events. They date for probably 6 months to a year, and it wasn't terribly long, but they got engaged. But the week before the wedding, he gets arrested. Dun, dun, dun! They got married, have a huge, beautiful wedding. It's all over social media.
Oh, no.
But a week later, all of the pictures are gone, and they are divorced. And to top it off, this happens again with her and a different guy about a year and a half later. Engaged quickly, huge wedding, and boom, everything is deleted and replaced with annoying, if you love something, set it free, quotes on Instagram.
So we have a serial marriage type of girl situation, I guess.
She loves a big wedding.
She loves a big wedding. She loves attention. We have an attention whore on our hands. That's really what we have going on right now.
Kennedy, shots fired.
Major shots fired, and well-deserved too, because to go shopping for three different wedding dresses, you want everyone to be looking at you at all times.
Well, it sounds like the guys that she's married, because it says here that her first husband or her second husband was a business owner.
Right.
So maybe homegirl was trying to get her coin in. Like, she was 100%. Trying to get her bag.
Like, these men need to watch out. Like, get a prenup ASAP, because this girl's coming for you, and she's coming in hot.
She's coming in hot. When she says huge wedding, like, I wonder...
Yeah, what is huge? Like, again, we need a scale for that.
Like, I know.
Is it 500 people? Is it 200 people? Like, I think 200 people at a wedding's a lot.
A lot. That's really a anything more than 100, I feel
yeah,
like is.
Yeah, that's a big wedding.
Unless you have, like, a big family.
Yeah,
different story.
Makes sense, then.
To me, it sounds like the problem is, not to be like the girl's the problem, but it sounds like she's the problem.
I mean, she's the common denominator. So that's kind of what you have to look at there.
Although it did say this guy got arrested. So
there is that. But that was what, the second husband?
Yeah. It sounds like the second husband. It sounds like she was married, divorced that guy, got with the business owner who got arrested, and then got with another guy. Three marriages? Or is this four marriages? It sounds like three.
Interesting. Also interesting to note that she has no children. So it's interesting because maybe she was trying to get pregnant with these men and then she didn't quickly. So she was just over it. Yeah, I think we have a very common denominator there, and it's definitely her.
Okay, on to the next. Oh, this one. Okay, so this was one of the first people I tried to reach out to, because like in the early stages, I was like really nervous about reaching out to randoms because I didn't have a podcast to be like, hey, like, this is a legit thing. I'm not just like some psycho.
Right.
So this was about an influencer who had an email, and I was like, okay, she'll probably want to come on, tell her story. She'll have her PR people reach out to me, but I never heard back from them. I was really bummed.
Dang it.
So an influencer with a substantial following who had a very present online relationship with a guy who was Irish but lived in New York and was very rich. She spent years going over and back to New York because she didn't have a green card, and gained her Instagram following by showing how luxurious and great their life together was. She had a very cottagecore Instagrammable vibe before that was a thing, and they got engaged in Paris in front of the Eiffel Tower. Your dream.
Literally.
It was all over Instagram, and we learned that he was a high-powered lawyer from a well-known family in Ireland. They start planning their wedding, book their venue. We hear all about it, but then COVID hit and they delayed the wedding. He moved to Dublin for the pandemic in a very expensive apartment, and she spent her days in lockdown posting the incredible views of Dublin, still showing how incredible their life was. Suddenly, we hear she's pregnant, and it's the best news ever. And even more, she's having a little girl, literally her dream come true. But something's up. She's posting a lot more from her parents' house, about 2 hours away from his apartment in Dublin. But we think he's just back in New York working, and then boom, the baby's born, and she's full-time in her parents' house, and he's nowhere to be seen. Apparently, he broke up with her when she was about 5 months pregnant. She was too overbearing with how perfect everything had to be seen to others and was obsessed with how people viewed things. Hmm. She's still very online, but not in the same way as before. Most things are just an ad or sponsored post, and she rarely comes on to talk anymore. And that glamorous life is no more, replaced by posts of her newborn baby in her own childhood bedroom.
Wait, did you write these submissions? Because this sounds really good.
That was like really like well novel.
Seriously, like, I thought I was about to read like a mystery novel or something. That was amazing.
Also remember liking this submission just because it was so well written.
So well written.
You can tell like the state of mind that people are in when they submit these, because they'll be like, I hated this girl in high school, and it's very Russian. There's lots of typos, and it's like fun because you feel like you're like in their room with them, like spilling the tea on this girl. But you could tell this person like
really was passionate about it too.
I know. And so I wanted to have this influencer on, one, because it was like sort of an easy grab. I was like, oh, email, send it.
Yeah.
But also just because it was so well set up, I was like, that takes some of the work off me.
Yeah.
I don't have to like clean it up.
That was so compelling.
I mean, I guess we kind of have a conclusion to this, but I obviously like wanted to hear like her side of things, because we really only heard that she was overbearing technically from the guy, but also just from like this perspective as well. Like, I wonder, Like, there's no way this guy was a total saint. You know what I mean?
No. I think this is a classic COVID relationship case where people, like, delayed their weddings and things happened. And then when they were locked down together, they realized that they did not want to be around this person ever again.
Yeah.
And it ended, sadly. And that's actually very sad for the child. Hopefully he's a good co-parent because...
Well, he sounds like he got money.
Money, honey.
Money, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that's a really high pressure situation.
Yeah.
You're pregnant and it's the pandemic. I mean, not that it's not a new relationship, but I think there's definitely a different dynamic of like raising a child to someone you're not married with.
Right.
Like it's easy to just be like, well, we're not married, so I'm just going to leave. You know what I mean?
Yep. There's not the commitment. I mean, people still leave, but you know.
Whoa, yeah. You know what I mean? Homegirl, if you hear this, we want to know.
And whoever wrote that, kudos to you. Kudos you should you. Maybe pursue a career in writing.
I know. Author Tessa Bailey, is this you? Okay, next one. This one did have a conclusion, but I think I may be able to get this one for the next season. So I won't close it out. It's still good, and I don't know that I'm going to be able to get the ending.
Okay.
Okay, let me just read it.
Yeah.
Please. I met this girl through my friend at university, and when I met her, she was a devout Pentecostal Christian. Like, didn't cut her hair, wore skirts, the whole thing. But a really sweet girl. She got engaged to her Pentecostal boyfriend, and they were great together. I assume she was raised in that religion, but it turns out she met this boy in the 11th grade and went from your average cool party girl in high school with boyfriends that would drink underage, blah, blah, blah. She got married at like 19, and they bought a house together. Very cute. Until one day, she posted a selfie in shorts, cut her hair, drank alcohol. She changed her name back to her maiden name on social media. Basically, I heard that she just decided she didn't want to be Pentecostal anymore and just one day decided to leave her husband. She blocked him on social media and moved back home with her father. And that's where I'll end it. Sorry, I had to pause because I didn't know what details I wanted to divulge.
Major red flags there. Like, if you need to change to be with somebody that much, there's something wrong. You shouldn't need to do that.
Converting to a new religion just for somebody else is like not
huge
the point
red
of
flag.
Yeah, it's a huge red flag, and also like not the point of religion. Unless you like want to be Pentecostal. It'd be one thing if she was just like, you're not right for me, but I'm still gonna go do the thing that I was committed to doing for the last couple years.
Yeah, lots of red flags there. I need to know the conclusions, and I'm really upset that you're gonna stop there. So
I'm gonna stop there, but I may get the person on
the
for next season.
Or the guy.
The girl.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw her. I have her Instagram. I have all the details. I've creeped. Confirmed, not Pentecostal anymore.
Right. Very much not.
Very much not Pentecostal. This should be a good story, so stay tuned.
It would actually be interesting to get the husband on as well, like if in like a separate episode, obviously.
I know.
Because I feel like he would be like very much shaming her for like how she acted in their religion.
Oh, you want to get a shamer on here?
Yeah, I kind of do. I feel like that'd be a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shame, shame, shame. Next one. They said, I knew a couple in high school who started dating in 2016, and after graduating in 2017, they moved in together. They seemed like they were fine and even announced that they were having a baby in 2019. They had the baby, and then in fall 2020, they announced that they were engaged. The photographer who took their photos was also a close friend to the girls since high school. Now, all the girls' posts with the guy are gone. And even weirder, she doesn't follow the photographer friend anymore and aren't tagged in each other's past posts and maybe even blocked each other.
Oh.
However, the photographer on her business page still follows the guy, and he follows her on her business page and personal Instagram. That's all the info I have now, but I'm dying to know why they broke up. Interesting little tidbit about the photographer. I wouldn't have thought to look at the photogs.
That's interesting.
Following.
Something definitely happened there. Not necessarily with the photog and the guy, but something happened definitely in their friendship for sure.
Do you think the guy and the photog maybe got together? Wink, wink.
Maybe. I mean, there's a chance for
If I was like a rom-com writer, that would be my setup.
It depends who was better friends with who. Like, you know, when you go through a breakup and like you follow the guy's friends, you immediately unfollow all of the guy's friends too.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Like, I have some of Austin's friends blocked even because why not?
I have some of Austin's friends blocked.
You also have some of Austin's
But that's
friends
for different
blocked.
Reasons. You know, like in relationships, like when they break up, you have to choose sides almost.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what happened here.
That seems like the likelier story, but I would also be curious to know if something happened between them, if she like fell in love while she was taking their photos and was like, I need this man.
That's my dream scenario. Like she was like watching him be in love and she was like, aw, that should be me. Holding your hand.
How messy. I love it.
I love it. I live for the mess.
You have like such a messy imagination. I love it.
I am in the business of being nosy. Next submission says, my husband and I went to school with a couple that had been dating since 2010 and got married in 2019. They had a huge farmhouse in the country and everything seemed great. Then she announced, I'm like reading this really dramatically. This is like a sad story. Tone change.
Okay.
Then she announced that she had cancer in her foot that may have spread. Then her husband posted that she was going to get off Facebook for a while she dealt with the diagnosis. 2 months passed and I got a request from an Instagram account that is her, but with her maiden name. Then when I added her to see what was going on, she has a new boyfriend and is living with him who is so much younger than her. We need to know what happened.
Wait, did you say they did get married?
Yes, they were were together for 9 years, it sounds like. So got together in 2010, married in 2019. She gets cancer. They, you know, obviously are living together.
Yeah.
And then I guess got divorced during that time.
Oh my God. That's like another situation where I feel like you need both of them on because I feel like there's so many perspectives to that.
I know. I really wanted to find out about this one. I don't think I was able to get in contact. I think someone gave me like the wrong username or something. Or if you're on private and you like don't
add
me back.
Yeah, it goes into the request thing, not the message. Yeah.
It's so hard. So the next one, I specifically didn't reach out to these people because I felt like with the cancer thing, like I felt kind of guilty in like the early days, especially because I was like, how nosy are we about to get?
Right.
So this next story says, back in eighth grade, someone in my class was diagnosed with brain cancer. She, her best friend, and her boyfriend became really well known in the community and made a point of supporting her. She passed away right before we were supposed to start high school. Her boyfriend, a year or so later, started dating her best friend.
Oh.
They dated well into college and then broke up their senior year. Less than a year later, her best friend was married to somebody she met at college, which was wild. A lot of people had speculations that they had started seeing each other while the girl with cancer was still alive.
Oh, wow.
And trauma bonding.
That was in eighth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's definitely like a classic trauma bonding type relationship. Yeah. Like they, outside of that situation, probably, well, I don't want to say probably, may not have had feelings for each other outside of that.
That's true.
My take.
Yeah, that one I was kind of like, it didn't seem like there was a story there. And I was kind of like, this might get a little, I like messy. I don't like sad.
That's like dark messy. Like that's,
dun, dun.
Like you have to be a terrible person to date your best friend who's dying's boyfriend.
But it does kind of seem like I could see a movie being made about that, about how like 100%. They like bond over it and it's like a really sad breakup because maybe the only thing keeping them together was her. And then
isn't that a movie already?
Probably, honestly.
I hope people tell us after this.
It's like a Dear John situation. I never watched Dear John.
No, it's not a Dear John situation. Well, wait, actually. No, slightly different, but still, that's, I feel like that's definitely a movie already.
Mm. Okay, next submission. So a couple I know dated since freshman year of college. They met in the dorms and fell in love. Did all the college things together, like get an apartment and live together. She was the frat sweetheart and he was the sorority sweetheart. After graduating, they bought a house and got a dog. He proposed while on a trip to Ireland. And after planning the wedding for 2 years, they had all the events and it got canceled the week of.
Oh.
This was suspicious since they seemed really in love. Fast forward a few weeks later, I got the truth from another friend. Come to find out that she had decided to come out as a lesbian and was having a secret relationship with one of her coworkers. The week before the wedding, she told him that it's over. She moved out and moved in with the coworker. A year later, she ended up marrying the coworker and adopting her kid since the coworker was a few years older than her. He has recently gotten married to a really amazing girl. I'm happy that he's finally happy since that took a lot out of him. I can't remember why I couldn't get this story. Usually it's a username issue. Like if they don't follow me back, like there's no way of me getting in touch with them.
Right. I mean, that one doesn't sound like there's really that much else there.
I think that was the other thing. I was like, well, that's the story.
Yeah. Like that seems like the story. Like she felt guilty about marrying this guy and trapping him for life. Well, it probably wouldn't have happened for life, but you know what I mean? And she came out as a lesbian.
Ironically, like that's not the only story that I got like that. Like there was an abnormal amount of stories where it's like the wife came out as like bi or as a lesbian. I didn't get any guy. Wow. Well, I did get one this season about the guy coming out as bi, like after they'd been dating for 8 years, but I got a lot of submissions about women, which I thought was interesting.
That's so interesting. I guess that happens a lot.
I guess.
Wow.
It's just crazy. Like, and I talked about this on my TikTok earlier, like the amount of data I have about like trends in relationships is wild. Like just seeing women coming out like after getting married or the types of people that cheat. Like I mentioned that most of the people that I talked to that got cheated on, like their boyfriend or girlfriend actually was a police officer. Not to be like, this isn't like an anti-cop thing, but it's just like very interesting to me that that's.
We should make a dashboard with all of these statistics.
I really need to. I think there's an account on TikTok that does like data like that. I need to get in touch with them.
I love.
Oh, okay. This is the last one.
Okay.
I did reach out to, I got the username of this person.
Okay.
She did not respond. I had really high hopes for this girl. I actually thought she was going to respond and she did. Sis, I need the tea. So I'm going to give you a little backstory. This person I'm about to talk to you, we were actually best friends, like two peas in a pod, like us. We haven't had contact in over a year. There's bad blood now, but I want you to dig into her story if she wants to talk. I'm assuming she probably will because she's all over social media trashing her latest breakup. Her and this guy that she was with moved into her house that she just built and he gave her a promise ring, you know, the whole nine yards. They kept on taking breaks, but eventually he gave her a promise ring and it seemed like everything was going good for them. One night I get a call from one of our mutual friends and he's telling me she's at the bar with two girls and a guy she had from previous relationships with. And they all posted a video of her throwing the promise ring out the window, driving down the highway, while her ex's cousin posted a picture on Snapchat of the now ex with two new girls in the backseat of this guy's truck, kissing the ex with a caption saying, "Throw that damn ring out now, bitch."
bitch.
Keep in mind, she actually met this ex through his cousin, who she was with first before getting with the now ex. I've heard multiple stories on what happened, and they all have been terrible, and I don't want to believe it, but I just want to hear her actual side of things. Hope you take the time to read this and contact me, which I did. I'm very active on social media, so I will respond very quickly, which she did, so thank goodness for that.
If I lived with a man and he thought it was okay to give me a promise ring instead of an engagement ring, I also would be throwing the promise ring out the window.
So, a house that she built, too.
The whole thing? No. A promise ring and you're living together? Goodbye. Like, I'm sorry.
Give me the actual ring.
Yeah. That's the red flag there. I would be throwing it also.
Can you imagine building your own house and then your boyfriend mooching off of you by living in your house and then buying you, I'm assuming, like a K jeweler's
promise
ring? $10 promise ring?
Hell to the no. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you.
Yeah, so I really wanted to talk to this girl because I actually kind of stalked her Instagram too, and I was like, ooh, this looks interesting. I love, like, I'm so invested in these people's lives. Like, I love get it. I am the ringleader of,
no pun intended,
messy breakup TikTok. Yeah, so that's the last one. I had a couple more in here. I still have some hope for some of these stories that I hope one day I'll be able to get answers to. Yeah, I don't want to reveal them just yet.
You really left me on the cliffhanger with that one. I'm a little bit upset.
Which one?
Dying to know.
The Costa Rica one?
The Pentecostal one.
The Pentecostal. I think we're going to get the answers to the Pentecostal one.
I need the answers on that.
So stay tuned for season two. Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah.
But that's really it. I want to thank everyone for tuning into this podcast that just sort of emerged from thin air. Thank you for indulging me and being nosy.
Are you emotional? How do you feel?
Excited. Like, I was nervous because there was a lot of momentum in the beginning with like my videos getting a lot of traction. So I had a lot of submissions. So I was starting to get worried that like people would stop caring. But just in the last week, I've gotten so many submissions that I'm like, okay, we're going into season two even stronger.
That's amazing.
I also want to use this like as an excuse to ask people in my life, like the people that inspired me to start this podcast.
Yeah.
There's this one girl that I know, her breakup is a literal CSI case.
Oh.
And I really want to have her on for the next season. So like, I'm jazzed, but I'm also excited to like take some time away to like focus on reorganizing and getting like good guests on, just to bring you the best quality audio.
And our podcast vlog.
And our podcast vlogs.
Coming summer 2022.
Yeah. You can't get rid of me yet. If you enjoy just like listening to like me and Kennedy talk, we will be podcasting a lot throughout the summer. And also, I think I'm going to have my mom on for Mother's Day.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Carrie.
Do you know how when you become an adult, you just like start finding out things about your mom and your dad that they didn't tell you when you were like five for obvious reasons?
Yes, it can be quite disturbing.
My mom was engaged.
Oh, that's right. She did tell. Yeah.
Yes. But she never talks about it because my dad is like still like very upset about it, like traumatized, which is so funny to me because I'm like, you've been married for like 35 years. Like, get over it. Get over it, Tim. So I want to have my mom come on and just like talk about that. And also the things that your parents just like don't tell you. There are other topics I want to talk about, but I won't give it all away before the summer. But yeah, you can definitely catch us chit-chatting in Nashville and Amsterdam. The red light district.
London.
Just. But for now, oh my gosh, wait, am I going to get emotional?
I feel like you should. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. This has
been such a success and I can't wait for season two. And I can't wait for our vlogs this summer. So I think you have a lot to be proud of and you got a lot of good stories. Okay, don't cry. I'm going to cry.
No, that's so sweet. Well, thank you so much for, listening and interacting with me. I always love, you know, hearing what you guys think about the podcast and just bringing audio that you just genuinely enjoy. So for now, I don't know. Is there a way to close this?
I don't think you can close it.
Okay.
We'll see you in season two.